You're with Narelle Graham
on ABC Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Thank you for your company on this Tuesday afternoon. You've got a better chance, apparently, of buying a home if you're in Miami or New York than what you do if you live in Adelaide. Adelaide is the 16th most unaffordable housing market in the world. This is according to a new study by Demographia. At least not Melbourne or Sydney, though. Sydney was ranked the second most expensive place to buy a house in the world, and Melbourne was the sixth. The person behind this study is Oliver Hartwich, who is the executive director of NZ Initiative. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for being available. How do you come up with the affordability of housing in any given city?
Well, this report was produced by Demographia, and that's a consultancy with basically two people involved. It's Wendell Cox in America and Hugh Pavlicek here in New Zealand. And I contributed the foreword to this report. That's the 13th in a series, and they've been doing this since 2005. And what they're doing is actually they're taking all sorts of different housing markets from around the world, and they're looking at how much does a median house cost in these housing markets and how much does a median household earn in any year. And then basically what they do is they divide one by the other, and that gives you a multiple. It tells you how much a typical household would have to work, how long they would have to work to be able to pay off that house. And then they come up with different multiples, and for Adelaide, that multiple stands at 6.6. That means you need 6.6 times annual income for a median household to afford the median house in Adelaide. Now, 6.6, to just put it into context, that is severely unaffordable. The traditional measure for affordability was a median multiple of 3. That means 3 times household income over a year should be the median house price. But Adelaide at 6.6, as you mentioned, 16th most unaffordable in the world. It is a pretty restricted housing market.
Oliver Hartwich, I just want to put that into perspective with people. Let's stick with the simple maths. Mm-hmm. So if we were earning $10,000 a year, mm-hmm. the median house price should be $30,000.
Exactly. But instead it is on that income, $66,000.
So what is the median house price for Adelaide, sorry?
In your example, if a household earns $10,000 on average, then it should be $30,000. Instead, it would be $66,000. But in Adelaide, of course, we all know it's quite a lot higher.
Yes. So we're working on, So that's it should be, and then versus that we're working on a factor of 6.6 times our annual income to afford the median house.
Exactly.
Are there any other expenses taken into account? Utilities,
no,
maybe?
No, you're just looking at the pure house price. And actually, if we're looking at Adelaide, I mean, there are good news and bad news stories around that. The good news story is that at least it hasn't become worse over the last few years, because Adelaide has been in this category for at least a decade. The bad news is, of course, that Adelaide once upon a time used to be affordable, so roughly until the early 2000s. The median multiple for Adelaide still stood between 3 and 4, which made it kind of affordable. But basically, since the early 2000s, it's lost that housing affordability, and it now ranks as severely unaffordable. If there's one good news story still, it's, of course, that other Australian cities are doing a lot worse.
Yes, I suppose, you know, we're bad, but we're not the worst. So we have that to draw on, don't we? Where's the most expensive place in the world to buy a house?
Well, the most expensive place in the world, according to Demographia survey, is Hong Kong. Hong Kong has a median multiple of 18, so that's quite a lot worse than Adelaide at 6.6. But then again, if you're looking at Hong Kong, there are quite a few reasons why Hong Kong is unaffordable, because they're really running out of land in Hong Kong, whereas Adelaide, of course, I mean, the whole of Australia, it's a continent-sized country. There's no shortage of land. There's just a shortage of political will to make that land available for development.
So I think we're getting here to what you see as the remedy to this situation, which is make more land available.
Exactly, because if we're talking about house prices, what we're actually talking about are land prices. The bricks and mortar component of any house prices today is pretty much the same in real terms as it had been, you know, in the 1980s and 90s. So no changes there. Construction costs have basically gone up with a normal rate of inflation. What has gone up beyond the rate of inflation is actually the land component. So land has become much more expensive than it used to be in the 1980s and 90s. And therefore, if you really care about housing affordability, what you have to do is you have to release more land for development to drive down the land component of house prices.
Oliver, thank you.
Thank you.
Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of NZ Initiative. We're talking about, yeah, that surprised me today to hear that fact that we are 16th in the world for the most unaffordable housing here in Adelaide.